With the days growing shorter and the evenings cooler, two species of insect join many others looking to use our homes as temporary shelters to increase their chance of survival. Peter Jentsch is a senior extension associate for Cornell University's Hudson Valley Laboratory in Highland.
There's this brown marmorated stink bug and the multicolored Asian ladybird beetle. Those are the two that are moving into people's homes this time of year. We have them in our home. They're looking really just for a place to overwinter successfully, which is usually mostly dry rather than necessarily warm, but the warmth helps a little bit for them to endure the climate here in the Northeast.
The multicolored Asian ladybird beetle is considered a beneficial bug, a predator of insect pests, especially fond of aphids. Both the stink bug and the beetle hail from regions of China, Korea, and Japan. They've readily adapted to climates and habitats in the U.S. They are most commonly found this time of year gathering on the sun-facing exposure of structures, restlessly making their way into the upper rooms and attics of our homes. Jentsch says the stink bug presents a danger to local agriculture.
It's not at all dangerous in your home. I think it's important for people to understand that. It is a fairly large insect, and so it's fairly formidable in its size and its sound as it flies through the air. But in agricultural crops, it's quite a pest in that it feeds on many of the commodities that we grow in the Hudson Valley, and that would include everything from feeding through the husks in sweet corn to tomatoes and peppers in vegetable crops, most of the pome fruit, apples, all kinds of varieties of apples and pears, and then most of the stone fruit, which includes, you know, the peaches, the apricots, the nectarines that are grown here. And then in small fruit, such as raspberries, blackberries, they've been seen feeding, as well as on grape, both juice grapes, table grapes, as well as wine grapes.
As the stink bugs attempt to move inside, Jentsch and other researchers hope to collect, verify, and document the spread of this invasive species as a way to help residents and agricultural producers understand the insect's population distribution and lessen its impact.
We're looking at increasing numbers of these insects, not only throughout the Hudson Valley, but throughout the remainder of the state, up through Syracuse. We've seen them in Buffalo thus far. They're beginning to move up into the Lake Champlain region. So we're trying to track where the insect is, and then year after year, we correspond with the people that had submitted images, and we ask them whether or not they're seeing an increase or decrease, any change in the population. So that gives us an idea of what kind of growth the insect is having within the places that we've already determined they have entered.
The data is essential in agricultural planning for years to come.
In Westchester, in Orange County, Putnam, Ulster County, Dutchess County, and so on, as the insect begins to increase in number and spread north, then it becomes much more of an agricultural pest. And then we need to monitor much more closely its movement into agricultural crops and make sure that, you know, we don't suffer the losses that they suffered down in the Mid-Atlantic, where they lost, I believe it was $37 million in 2010, just to their apple crop.
Now, this is where you come in. Anyone who sees a stink bug is asked to email an image or send a sample to Cornell Cooperative Extension. Phones with location software enabled, such as iPhones, Androids, and Blackberries, can all geotag photos with GPS locations to help Jentsch and his team map the location where the specimen was photographed.
The concentration of those sightings that are geo-based allows us some idea of what the density is, or the proportion of that population relative to other regions in the state. And then we put that up on a map, and we change the map over time to illustrate the movement of the insect throughout the state.
The brown marmorated stink bug is often confused with three other wintertime home invaders, the western conifer seed bug, box elder bug, and the squash bug. In the spring, all will leave. There are photos and more information on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.